Riodel's options are limited for earthquake recovery efforts after the December 20th earthquake and New Year's Day aftershock, according to City Manager Kyle Knopp. He presented the City Council with a sobering assessment of the recovery efforts at a special meeting held on January 27th. The Council will need to set priorities to help guide donated funds to the area of most need, which are the red-tagged homes and displaced residents. The city is not allowed to direct taxpayer funds to private properties due to the strict rules over the gifting of public funds. Riodel will be using the funding that the city receives directly for the extensive infrastructure repairs that are needed for the water and sewer systems.
We are switching now from the initial recovery phase that we have been for the past 2 weeks over to the long-term recovery strategy for the city, given the fact that the federal government is not stepping in this instance, our options are limited. The community's options are limited. But one of the benefits is obviously with philanthropic donations, 501c3s and nonprofits have extra leeway in terms of how they distribute funding. So we're talking with Habitat for Humanity, we're talking with several other groups. I have an important meeting on Monday to go over with a new group some potential solutions to this, where new funding coming in can be channeled towards the relief efforts. That being said, the amount of money that has been discussed is extremely limited. The amount of money that has already been donated, much of it has already been dispersed.
There are 91 structures red-tagged in Riodel, which equals 125 dwelling units that are unsafe to enter, and those residents are currently displaced. Many of those were provided hotel vouchers in the immediate aftermath as were needed. There are 56 hotel vouchers still being used by residents who are unable to return to their homes. The problem is compounded by the fact that 62% of Riodel households are renters, and it's up to the property owner to make the needed repairs. For example, 49 of the dwelling units red-tagged are located in a HUD-subsidized apartment complex on Rigby Avenue. The impacted tenants have Section 8 vouchers, but they're now faced with finding rental housing on their own that accepts those vouchers, which is incredibly difficult in the existing rental market. There are 257 yellow tag structures in Riodel, and many of those are apartments with multiple dwelling units. The yellow tagged homes have restricted use. They are severely damaged, but it is legal to occupy the homes, and the majority of yellow tagged homes are being lived in currently. Mayor Deborah Garns and City Manager Knopp addressed the issue of repairing red tagged homes to the extent that they can be yellow tagged and at least partially occupied.
When talking about getting red-tagged folks back into their homes, you can be in, your structure can somehow become sound and still have issue, but you can live in it and you can use your bathroom, your kitchen, and your living room, and even though you can't use the rest of your house, because you can use those parts, you can be back in your home. And so there's, I think that All the things are being looked at of different ways to get people back in as soon as that they can possibly get back into their homes.
Yeah.
So it isn't completely like we have to, but the home has to be rebuilt, or the home has to be occupiable.
So the mayor is 100% correct. There's really, if you're hoping for all new drywall, all new remodeled house,
right,
it's not ever going to get even remotely close to that. What we're talking about is getting the homes, as many of them as we can, into a habitable status while still making sure that we're prioritizing the poorest, the most vulnerable in society, those with disability, so on and so forth.
Owners and tenants of earthquake-damaged properties are encouraged to apply for the Small Business Administration's low-interest disaster loans. The SBA Disaster Loan Outreach Center is relocating to the Riodel Community Resource Center at 406 Wildwood Avenue in Riodel. They will be there to answer questions and assist residents and business owners with applications. The deadline to apply is March 6th. You can also find information online at disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. Smaller 0% interest emergency loans are available through Vocality Credit Union and Southern Humboldt for temporary housing costs due to displacement or repairs to home damage. Additional resources and emergency response information is updated frequently at humboldtsheriff.org/emergency. Residents are encouraged to check that site often for updates and contact information. Riodel will be holding another special meeting on Tuesday, January 31st at 4 p.m. in order to approve city priorities in order to direct the limited funding to the areas of highest need. Video of the January 27th Priority Setting Study Session is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.